Okay, Rabbi Yitzhai, we're starting a brand new Masechta's Moyed Katan. Although everybody's already learned it many times before, but it's brand new. Kol Yoyim Yu Benecha Kachadoshim, brand new. So we're starting a brand new Mishnah. Moyed Katan is, as the term suggests, we're not talking so much about the Yontiv as much as we're talking about the Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed compared to the rest of the Yontiv is like a Moyed Katan, and that's how it gets its name. And our Mishnah comes to tell us, our first Mishnah, to tell us a bit about Hilchas Chol HaMoed, and since we're talking about Chol HaMoed, and since there are similarities to Hilchos Shemitah, our Mishnah also chaps a rein about Shemitah. But the focus of the Mishnah is on Hilchas Chol HaMoed. And what the Mishnah tells us, as we'll see momentarily, is that Chol HaMoed is not Choyl, where you can do anything and everything, but it's not Moed, it's not Yontif either. Rather, it's somewhere in between. And therefore, to do any type of malacha that would produce income is inappropriate. To go and do any malacha to preserve your capital, that's okay. How does the Gemara refer to that? They refer to that as maleches dover ha'oved, something that you're going to lose. That if you're not going to go and do this malacha on Chol HaMoed, you may lose your pants or something like that. Therefore, you're allowed to do it. But the fact that you're not going to gain additional income, that is not permissible on Chol HaMoed, that you have to wait until after Yom Tov. If you're not sure where the gedder is, speak to your local competent Orthodox rabbi. Just to give you a sense, let's first start the Mishnah. Mashkin beis hashalchan, beis hashlochan b'moed. You're allowed to go and irrigate a beis hashalchan. Beis hashalchan means a field that needs irrigation. Many, many fields are in places where there's plenty of rainwater and they don't need additional irrigation. Beis hashalchan means you need additional irrigation. Where does the word shalchan come from? We'll see in the Gemara that it's related to an Aramaic term. So you're allowed to do that in Chol HaMoed. The reason why you're allowed to be mashke this field that requires irrigation, because if you don't, by the time Yom Tov is over, you may find that the field has dried out so much that all of the seeds that you planted are not going to grow. They're all going to be stunted at best. That's the reason why you have to go and make sure that the land remains moist and fertile. Not for income purposes, but you shouldn't lose your capital that the land will spoil because you didn't go and irrigate it. So let's take a quick look at the Rashi. How do you have such fields? It says Rashi at the top, it says Shalom Memoir. Soda Shiyomedes Bahar. You have a field which is not down below. It's like on a mountaintop. And therefore, Tzarech Lashko Yisatomit. You know why? Because every time that it rains, all the rain just goes and slopes down the mountaintop, and none of the rain remains up there at the top. So what do you have to do to make sure that it remains well, moist and fertile? So you have to go and add your own irrigation. So Mashkin Oisa, Philip Chalashomai, you're allowed to do that. Lefishuloi Hefsid Godoilim Eina Mashka Oisa. That's what we're talking about, the Dover Oved. The Dover Shal Hefsid, Heitzirach Hacham, Letroya Boy, Bechalashomai. You're allowed to go and be Matriya Cholomai. Kemoisha Onomoitzim Besachtes Chagig. Now, how do we know? Where does this come from? So it appears to be a diraisa. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Sheishish yom toichal matzis, 6 days you eat matzis, on Pesach. On the seventh day, make sure, stop doing work on the seventh day of Yom Tov. So what does that mean? Mashviya, I mean, how do the two come together? Here we're talking about Achilas Matzah, here we're talking about Atzor Min Malacha. Is Darshan the Gemara from the Hekish? Mashviya, Atzor, Basiyas, Malacha, don't work on the 7 days. On the seventh day, Afshisha, the 6 preceding days, means the Chol HaMoed days, besides the, of course, the first days of Yom Tov. But on the days before the Chol HaMoed, Atzor, Basiyas, Malacha. Just like in Yom Tov, you're not going to do any malacha except for maleches oichel nefesh. Maybe during Chol HaMoed you're not going to do any malacha. Talmud, that's why it's in the pasuk of Vayom Hashvi with a capital Hey. Shvi atzar b'chol malacha. Vein shishatun b'chol malacha. The 6 days, however, meaning the Chol HaMoed prior to that, you're not otzim b'chol malacha. So vos yon vos nisht halei masu makos ve'elchachamim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah authorized all of the chachamim that they should make up the rules and regulations. loy malach eizem malach asur b'chodesh moed veizem v'teres a malach sheyesh by hefsid im einoy oisa oisa, the type of malach that there's going to be a major loss, a capital loss if you don't do it. You're going to have to be a shelter. Hey, tira chacham v'cham said mutalach, you're allowed to go and do. So this is a little bit of a hybrid, meaning that we know the din of chalamoid from the pasuk, but it's not that the pasuk tells us all the rules and regulations here. Master Kassel Chum Kadosh Baruch Hu said, rabbis, you will identify what's permissible and what's not permissible. Yes?
It's not 6 days, it's actually just 5 days, because the seventh day in Eretz Yisrael, the first day is Yom Tov.
Right, exactly.
And the seventh day is Yom Tov, it's actually 5 days, not six.
You're 100% right. Exactly. That's a drasha, but you're right, 100%. Yeah, but Zakhtir? And the Chutzal is only 4 days, yes.
Six days.
But let me ask you a question. But those 6 days, do you eat matzah stuff for those days?
No.
So the pasuk took sheishes yom tocha matzah. Obviously, referring to Passover. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Good. Anyway, back to the Gemara. It's the Mishnah. So you're allowed to do melechas dover oved. But now we're going to see shortly in the Mishnah that even melechas dover oved you're only allowed to do if there's no tircha yaseira, if it's not back breaking work. If it involves major exertion of energy, that's still prohibited on Chalamoid, even if you're talking about Meleches Tavar Ovid. Ubashmit, the same thing applies to Shemitah. Shemitah, we're going to deal with Mircha more tomorrow and on Shabbos Kodesh Mircha. When you allow for this irrigation to take place on Chalamoid, you're allowed to do it aside from a Mayon, a spring that is a brand new spring which we just discovered now that we didn't previously use, or a mine that we've had already for the last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, both of those mayones are fine. What is the Mishnah trying to tell us about a new mayon, an old mayon? We'll see Mitchum shortly in the Gemara, because the water from the mayon doesn't go directly onto the field. You have to go and create
channels,
some sort of channel, some sort of irrigation canal, etc. So if it's brand new, I'm afraid that they didn't do a good enough construction and the whole thing can go in plots and collapse. If it's already an established mayon shliyotz b'tchila, we've been using already for the last 5 years, 10 years, then you know it seems to have a good reliable system. It's a foot, it's a guide, and everything is wonderful. So Mitch, we're going to see in the Gemara more about that. But that same beis hashalchan, you're not allowed to go and water it from rainwater. That on the surface doesn't make any sense,
right?
Because I don't rain go and put the rainwater. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts the rainwater. So he says, Hashem, don't let it rain on Chalamayit. But the Gemara is going to explain Me'ek Shama means when you have a large puddle or a large pool of water that has come together from a heavy duty rain, and now you want to go and transfer that Me'ek Shama to the field, that you cannot do. Why? Because now you are exerting a lot of energy. You're going to have to take large pails and schlep it back and forth from the pool of water to the field. That you're not to do a tircha yaseira. And that's what we talked about before. If you look at the last Rashi right before Gemara, we're almost halfway down the Omen of the Rashi. There's a lot of exertion of work and energy, and that's why it's prohibited. Thank you for joining us. Continuing the Mishnah. Kilon is a term used, it's a synonym for the word dli, or bucket, that you're not allowed to go and schlep buckets of water from a well, because drawing the water from the well is also very energy intensive, and therefore that's prohibited. Ugyas ligafan means that around their vineyard and around particular vines, you go and make an uga in the ground, which means you make a circle. If you remember, we had this by Choyni Hamagel. He also made an uga, and he said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm not leaving this circle until you listen to my tefillah. Anyways, the reason why you make such a circle in the ground around the Geffen is that you hope that it's going to rain, or you're going to bring water, and that's going to keep that whole area moist. So making such a circle in the ground, when we make a circle, we mean, of course, to dig out in the ground, so that it will contain water, that you're not going to do Cholamayit. You do that before Yom Tov and let it fill up, but don't go and do it during Cholamayit. And Oma means an irrigation canal, and an irrigation canal typically had the midos of an Amma, meaning that there was an Amma deep and an Amma wide. And that's how it got the name Oma or Amma because of the dimensions of the Amma. You're not allowed to make such a brand new irrigation canal on Yontif or on Chol HaMoed. Do it before Yontif. And you're not allowed to do Bishvias in Shemitah year. You are allowed to go make a brand new one in Shemitah year. Not on Chol HaMoed. I agree with you on Chol HaMoed. Shemitah, you are allowed to. But what you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed is if you have a pre-existing irrigation canal which is becoming Mekulkol, you're allowed to go and fix it. Okay, from here till the end of the Mishnah, we are now leaving a person who's working for his own personal benefit, and now we're talking about Tzorchei HaRabim. This is also permissible in Chol HaMoed because you're benefiting the whole community. And therefore, Masaknas Kilkuli HaMayim Shusharabim, if there happens to be a water hole with Shusharabim that has got, for instance, stuffed up with earth or with stones or pebbles, you're allowed to be masakin it. Choytan Oytan, you're allowed to go and dig out all the schmutz that has fallen into this well in the Shusharabim to go and free it up so people will be able to use the water for drinking, for bathing, for cooking, or whatever. Masaknas Adrachvas Rechoyvis, you're allowed to make tikkunim, you're allowed to go and fix the roads, you're allowed to fix the streets. That's mikvah samayim, a mikvah that doesn't have 40 sa'ah, you're allowed to go and fill it up. Anything that's a tzorich haram, you're allowed to go and do during Chol HaMoed. And mitzaynis akvaris, if there happens to be nebuch hakever, where there is no matzeva, you're allowed to go and be mitzaynit, so that people that are walking by shouldn't walk on the kever, because then we'll become tameh. If you see that there is kalayim in a person's field, the bezin has the right to go and send out shluchim to every one of the fields, and tell everybody, Chevra, you better go and remove the kalayim because it's an issur and they can enforce it, etc. We'll see much more in the Gemara. Okay, just a shikl Gemara, Zorki Gemara. We started off the Mishnah that if you have a Beis HaShalchim, which is a field that requires irrigation, you're allowed to go and irrigate it on Chol HaMoed, both from a Mayan Shiyotz B'tchela, a brand new Mayan, as well as from an old Mayan. Zorki Gemara. Once the Mishnah tells us if it's a brand new Mayan that you're allowed to go and use in Chol HaMoed, even though Asalin Pulei, since it's brand new, it doesn't have any chazaka of being sturdy and stable. What might happen is you're using it now for the first time on Chol HaMoed.
Washes out.
And after 5 minutes, the whole thing collapses, the whole thing plotzes, and you say, ay, ay, ay. Well, I'm going to have to wait until after Yom Tov, I'm going to have to work on it, etc. So now, I'm concerned that the person might come to be mesakin it in Chol HaMoed, and now this is already a tircha yaseira. You're not supposed to make an omah on Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, madach we say, that Mayan Shiyotze B'tchila to Aslan Pule, Mashkin, you're allowed to use this brand new waterway canal, a ditch from this new Mayan. Meaning that it already has a chazaka that it's been stable and sturdy for the last 3 years, 5 years, 20 years. Aslan Pule, nobody's expecting any collapse because it's been used in it's reliable. Me boya, so why does the Mishnah even have to mention that? I'll tell you why. It's Eton the Mayan Shiyotze B'tchila have a mina hocha who the base of shalchet in base of baloi. If we're only talking about a brand new Mayan and would say that you're allowed to use it for base of shalchet, that's the field that requires irrigation, I would say, okay, you can use that for the Beis HaShalchim, but you can't use it for the Beis HaBaal. Beis HaBaal, as we'll see in another couple of lines, means a field that does not require irrigation. Rashi says, for instance, it's lying in the valley, and therefore there's always tons of water going down the slopes of the mountains down below. You never need to add irrigation. By nature, by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's always moist and fertile. So there I would say, there you're not allowed to go and use a Mayan Shiyotze B'tchila because it's brand new. Who knows whether this will last more than 5 minutes? We should dustle and pull it. The whole thing can collapse and the whole system will go plats. Avo Mayan Shiyotze B'tchila, but an old Mayan that's been working now for the last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and we've never had an issue, so it's really reliable. Liaslin Pule. I'm not scared that it's going to fall in. Pink today, I'm not going to fall in. Hey, my fellow Beis HaBaal Nami, I would think that you can go and use such a system even for Beis HaBaal that typically doesn't need additional water, but you want to give additional water just to be on the safe side. You know, I would think this would be permissible in Chol HaMoed. Kamash Malon. That's why our Mishnah has to tell very directly and hit it mamish on the head. Veloishna mayin sheyatze b'tchila. Veloishna mayin sheyatze b'tchila. It makes no difference. A well-established, reliable mayin and irrigation canal system, or a brand new one that has no cheskis kashrus. We've never used it before. Beis Hashalchin, and you're allowed to use it for Beis Hashalchin because it needs the water and it's a melaches dover ha'oved. But Beis Habal, lo, you can't use it for Beis Habal, even though this is, it's a wonderful system. For the last 25 years, it works perfectly. You're now allowed to use it for Beis Habal. Pray tomorrow. We keep on talking about the Shalchan Beis Habal. Where do these terms come from? Well, my master, the high Beis Shalchan, Lishna, Titzachusi. Tzachusi means thirst, like Tzamei. How do you know Beis Shalchan means a field that requires a lot of irrigation because it's thirsty? Tachsid, it says in the Pasuk by Amulek. Va'at Oyei V'yageya. Umetargumin, and the Targum Lashon is V'at Mishali V'loi. Is Mishali V'loi is the equivalent of Oyev V'yageya. And therefore, we're referring to a field that is Oyev V'yageya, means it's constantly thirsty, constantly worn out, and says, I need water, I need to be resuscitated, I need the water. So that's Mishali and Mishalchi, Sehein Chesar Mishalif, and that's the derivative, the etymology of the word Mishalchim, Beis Hashalchim. My Masha, the high Beis Habal, Lishna, Dimas Yuth, Mimas Viyusahi. How do you know the Beis Habal means that it's Miyushim, means that it's Yishavadas? We're going to be finished in another 2-3 minutes. How do you know the Beis Habal means that there's a Yishav Adas, that you don't have to worry about irrigating again and again and again? And then the Pasuk continues on. The same thing is that your Bonim will feel comfortable at home. So just like a Bocher marries a Psula and they have their first Be'ilah together, Oilam im Besulta. Oilam, it means, it doesn't mean Oilam, it really means the Bochur. It's like Russian of Alma, Vienea. Alma Yoitzis Lishoiv. Alma is referring to the young maiden. Here the Ulam is referring to the young man. It's Kamadim Itoisev, Ulam im Besulta. If the two settle down together, so therefore the Lushan Yival is not just the Lushan Bia, but it means that they come together to establish a home. Yisyasvin, Begaveich, Benoich. Then your children will feel comfortable and they will also have a Yishuv, they'll also be settled. So he's saying here too that this field is nicely settled. It doesn't require any additional water supply from anywhere else because Baruch Hashem, it has plenty of water from where it comes from. So that's our Gemara. It's interesting because in the beginning of Masechtas Tanis, the Gemara says that the reason why the Torah used the Lashon Yival is because we look upon the rain as if it happens to be the husband of the field.
Right.
Because the rain impregnates, if you will, the field to be able to produce the crops that are produced with time. So that's the Lashon of Be'ilah, and the Rabbeinu Chananel makes reference to that as well here on the side. He says, V'ilidav etzmicha, which are all the shoynis that are applicable. You see, look, Rabbeinu Chananel, shortly before where we end the Tosfos, he says, Avo Beis Habal shekvar godol v'hishrish shiroshim mekarka kimoy bal v'ishtoy, he impregnates the wife. He says, V'ilidav etzmicha. So that's the Lashon of Beis Habal. The rain goes and saturates, impregnates the land, the crops, and the ground. So that's the lashon of Beis Habal. Good. Man tana the say the in harvach aloi. Who's the tana of our mishnah that says because of leches dover ovi, because of hefsed you're allowed to go and water the Beis Hashalchin. Aba harvach aloi, but don't do it for income. You can do it for the capital. The capital shouldn't be ruined, but not to go and be harvacha. But the b'makim say that even where there is a hefsed, mitrach namely tarchin, and you cannot have the tirchi yaseira. That's why we said at the end of the Mishnah that you can't go and have loy mi make shamim. Am rafuna reb lezman Yaakov, it's time to learn the Mishnah. Reb lezman Yaakov, oimer, moishchin es amay mi ilu ilan, you're allowed to go and pull the water from one tree to the other tree. Obubachali yashke es asoda kula, but don't go and be mashke, don't go and be mashke the entire field. So what is that coming to tell us? Halacha is coming to tell us what we just said now. That pseid in harvach aloi, and mamakim pseid no extra tircha. So tomorrow, 1 second. I have a raya from one of the two. Even a shamus leader blessed what I learned now, harvacha deloi, that you can't go and do harvacha. So therefore, only ilon the ilon, where there are existing ilonis, and you don't want them to die. You can be moishech water from one to the other. But don't go into the whole field, because now you're doing harvacha, because there are no ilonis over there. So you want to bring new ilonis, you want to have new income. That's prohibited. I don't see anywhere from that Mishnah about the inyan that where there is a hefzid, you're not allowed to do that tircha yaseira. Therefore, Elamar Papa, Mani Rabbi Yehudi, Mechem to be continued tomorrow by Yisai.
Okay, have a wonderful day, Bruch.
We're starting Masechtas Moed Katan. Baruch Hashem, we already began Moed Katan yesterday. So we're going to go over the Mishnah once again briefly, and then we're going to start the Gemara towards the bottom of the Amud. So, says the Mishnah, Mashkin beis hashlochin b'moyed u'bashviyas, bein mimayin sheyotze b'tchila, bein mimayin shelo yotze b'tchila. As we explained yesterday, our Masechta and our Mishnah, it cotton, deals with inyone chol hamoyed. Chol hamoyed, by definition, is abisala choyel and abisala moyed. What does that mean? It means that it's like yontif, that you're not allowed to go and do malacha stamazoy. You can only do malacha which is a malachas dover ha'oved. How does our Gemara address this malachas dover ha'oved? It tells us that if there's a situation where there's going to be a hefsid, if you're not going to take action on Chol HaMoed, you're going to have a capital loss, then you're allowed to go and do malacha. If, however, you're only worried about income, that you are concerned that there won't be any income during Chol HaMoed, that is not enough of a reason to go and do malacha. It's got to be that if you have a principal capital, and that capital is being put to work, and you want it to produce income, you can worry about the income throughout the year. But Chol HaMoed, don't worry about the income. But the Gemara calls that harvacha. You're not allowed to go and do revach. What you are allowed to do is make sure that there will not be a hefsid, that your capital will be destroyed. What does that mean in practical terms when we're dealing with an agricultural society? If a person has a field, and the field will chalila get ruined during Chol HaMoed, if it's not watered during Chol HaMoed, then you're allowed to go and water the field during Yomtiv, during Chol HaMoed, Chas v'Shalom, not Yomtiv, during Chol HaMoed. However, if it's a type of field that does not require additional irrigation, because Baruch Hashem supplies plenty of rain for this field, then you're not allowed to do any watering, irrigation, or anything else in that field on Chol HaMoed. So, for instance, Rashi says about Mashkin Beis Hashlochen. Beis Hashlochen is a field that requires additional irrigation. It does not suffice on rainwater alone. Why would that be the case? So Rashi gives an example. What happens if you have a soda she'oimedes bahar? You have a field all the way in the top of the mountain. Every time it rains, the rain automatically goes and flows off on the sides of the mountain. It could look like a very majestic waterfall, and people will take pictures. However, it doesn't do anything good for the fields at the top of the mountain, because the water all falls down, it all flows down the mountain, down the slope. So it needs additional irrigation. If you didn't irrigate it, by the time Yom Tov is over, it's very likely that this field would no longer be able to produce anything. The Gemara uses an expression, as we'll see, that the whole sod is choriv, and if you don't water it, it might be ruined forever and ever. That you're allowed to go and be mashke on Chol HaMoed. Not only that, says our Mishnah, but also b'shvias, also during the Shemitah year. Although the focus of our Masechta is not about Shemitah, however, since it has similarities to Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah also brings it, and we're going to talk about Shemitah in some depth, Miyat Hashem, on the Amud Beis. And it's very, very appropriate that we talk about Shemitah, because, as you know, we are now in a Shemitah year, so it's good to learn a little about the Hilcha Shemitah. Anyway, so it says in the Mishnah, Nachum Ohol Mashkin Beis HaShlochin, B'moyed, you're allowed to go and irrigate your Beis HaShlochin. That's a field that requires irrigation on Chol HaMoed and also during Shemitah. Bein Mimayin Sheyotze B'Tchila, Bein Mimayin Shelo Yotze B'Tchila. Sigh from a spring that is coming out now for the first time. In other words, previously this was a subterranean spring that was not previously used. This is brand new. As well as Mimayin Shelo Yotze B'Tchila, from an old spring that you've had there already for the last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, etc. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah Bein Mimayin Shelo Yotze B'Tchila? So we learned already yesterday at the beginning of the Gemara that I would be concerned, perhaps we should make a gzeira when you're dealing with a brand new mayin shiyotze betchila, that you know what might happen. Osi li in puli, it might collapse, it might fall apart. In other words, it's not just that the fountain says, okay, there's a field, here, dump the water on the field. Presumably there are irrigation canals and things of that nature. And they might go and collapse because it's a brand new waterway, a brand new mayon. And therefore we should not allow it on Chol HaMoed because the person might come litkune to go and fix it. And he's going to do what we call a tircha yaseira. Says the Mishnah, I'm not concerned, I'm not goyzer, you can use an old mayan, a new mayan, no problem. However, if you have water that is collected from megshum, such as a large pool of water, a large puddle of water, and you want to go and channel that water from that megshum to the field, and the only way that you can do it is by taking it with a bucket, that you're not allowed to do, because schlepping the buckets, that's quite heavy, and that would be a tircho yesera, says Rashi. And therefore, although you're allowed to be matriach for a hefsid, for meleches dover ovid on Chol HaMoed, but you're not allowed to engage in tircho yesera. And the same thing applies to the mekilein, kilein being a large kli, which is similar to a bucket that you use to go and draw water from a well. So megshama means you have a large puddle or a pool, and a kilein means that you have a well that you're going to go and draw water from. And a noisen ugyas legafanim, that means you're not allowed to go and make a ditch in a circle around a tree, because what you're hoping to do is fill that ditch with water, and then that will keep the tree and the ground moist. Do that before Yom Tov. Don't do that on Chol HaMoed. Don't make such ugyos, such circles around the vines and around the trees.
So does that mean that in addition you can't do anything like pruning the trees?
That we're going to discuss on the Amud Beis. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. We're going to talk about that.
We've only been talking about water.
We're only talking about water so far. Reb Loz ben Azariah Omer, Ein Oisen Esa Omer Bat Chila Ben Moed Ubeshviz. You're not allowed to make a brand new Amma. Amma means a water channel, a water canal, which had the dimensions of an Amma al Amma. Typically it was an Amma deep and an Amma wide, and that's how it got its name, Amma. So an Amma doesn't have to be those dimensions, but that's the etymology of the name Amma, that it had those dimensions, that this is an irrigation canal that brings the water to the fields. So that you're not allowed to do batchila. In other words, make one before Chol HaMoed, before Yom Tov. Pint Chol HaMoed, you have to go and make this new Amma. So don't do it in Chol HaMoed, and don't be to be Shvius, don't do it in the Shmita year. The Chachamim oises Amma betchila b'Shvius. In Shmita year, you are allowed to make such an irrigation canal. During Chol HaMoed, you should not make a brand new one, but if you have one that is falling apart, you had it there from before. And now it becomes makulkul, either because it's falling in, or maybe there's too much schmutz that has gotten into the irrigation canal, just like you have the gutters and the leaders get full of leaves and other type of stuff, so you can go and clean it out and fix it up. Until now we spoke about personal needs, and now we're talking about tzorchi harabim. Umasatim eskulkule hamayim shereb shusarab. If there happens to be some sort of water well in the Rishus HaRabim, that water well is now falling apart, it's getting full of schmutz, getting full of stones, pebbles, whatever. So you're allowed to go and fix it. And choytenoysen means to go and dig it out, and dig out all the schmutz, so that it's now usable by the Rabbim. On Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to go and fix drachim, our paths. Those are roads, rechovos are streets, mikvahs of mine, that the mikvah should be kosher. But it's a cold tzorchi rabbim, and other things that the rabbim needs, the Gemara will enumerate what this clause comes to include. Umetzainis akvoris, if during the winter months, for instance, there's been a lot of rain, a lot of snow, and now it's Pesach time, and you're concerned that people are going to become tamei by stepping within Adal Ramas of a caver. So you mitzaynus akvaris, you can go and put up a matzevo, you put up line, you color it in such a way that everybody sees that it's distinctive and they won't become tamei. And finally, the Oitan Afal Kalaim, the Bezin used to send out Kalaim enforcers, people that would go from field to field to field, and if they saw that there was Kalaim there, they would go and tell the owners, make sure to uproot the Kalaim, and if they didn't, they would go and enforce the uprooting of the Kalaim, and we'll see mention more about that later in the Masechta. Anyway, getting down to the bottom of the Amud, The Gemara asked about four or five lines before the wide lines. You see the Gemara in the middle of the line, it says Mantana. It's two, four, six lines before the wide lines. Mantana de Pseida in Harvocha Loi. What our Gemara is telling us is that we learn two major principles of law from our Mishnah. Number one, Pseida in, on Cholamoid you're allowed to deal with Hefsid. Hefsid, as we said before, a loss of the capital. Your field is going to be ruined. You're allowed to go and fix it by going and being mashke, going and giving it water. But Havachalai, if the purpose of the watering is not because you're worried about that the field will get ruined, but you're worried about that the crops are not going to grow. That's what we call Havachalai. For that, you don't have any heter. You only have a heter, you're worried about hefsid, but not your the loss of possible future profits. That is not a good reason. So if I have a field, and I planted the field recently, and I know that it's growing, but I figure if I'm going to water it in Chol HaMoed, it's going to grow that much faster and that much better, I cannot go and do that on Chol HaMoed. If I'm worried about that all the seeds underneath the surface are all going to die because they didn't have water for a whole week throughout the whole Yom Tov, including Chol HaMoed, then I'm allowed to do that because that's Hefsid. Hefsid I can deal with, but not Harvacha. So that's number one. Number two, even when there is a pseida, you can now let it engage in tircho yaseira. What is the definition of tircho yaseira? We had an example in our Mishnah. You're allowed to use the existing irrigation system to irrigate your field. You can turn it on, turn it off, open it up, open whatever, whichever way people do their irrigation. But you're not allowed to go and schlep the water from these large pools or from the wells because by the time you're finished, you're going to be sweating and you're going to be exhausted. That's tircho yaseira, you're not allowed to. Okay, so the Gemara asks, who is that Tana? And initially the Gemara said it's Reb Leizer ben Yaakov, but the Gemara at the end was doich of that. And therefore, we come up with a new mandi. Omar, Elo Omar, this is the end of the first wide line down below. Elo Omar, Papa, Hamani, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? See, Gemara is going to bring a braisa now with three mandiyamim, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Loza ben Arzaria, and you'll quickly see that Reb Yehuda is the one that is the closest to what we learned in our Mishnah. The same thing in the braisa asoy. Mayon hayoytze batchilo mashkin mimenu afilistei habeis habaal. Divre Meir. Reb Meir is much, much more makel than our Mishnah. The mayor says that you're allowed to be mashke even a stay base habal. What's a stay base habal? We talked about that in the Gemara yesterday. A stay base habal is a soda which exists and subsists on rainwater alone. It does not need additional irrigation. Why is that? Rashi again gave an example that this soda was in the bottom of a valley, and Baruch Hashem, it gets the benefit of all the runoff from the sides of the mountains. So the mountaintop field is the Beis HaShlochim. Nebuch, all of the runoff runs down the side of the mountain. It always needs additional water. But the guy down below who has the soda down in the valley, that's the soda Beis HaBaal that's constantly moist and fertile because it has the rainwater coming down from all sides at all times. Our Mishnah said, only Beis HaShlochim are you allowed to be mashke on Chol HaMoed because that chasashon can get ruined. But a stodah beis habaal is moist, it's fertile. Yeah, it'll be even better if I go and add water to it, sure. But that you're not allowed to do because that's harvacha, that's no longer pseida. And we just said now that our Mishnah tells us, pseida in harvacha loy. Loss of capital, you're allowed to go and save it. But you want to make it better and better? That you do after Yom Tov, or before Yom Tov, but not during Chol HaMoed. So therefore, Reb Meir is a grosser makel here. Reb Meir is saying is mayan hayoytze b'tchila. Even though you're talking about a brand new mayan, where there is that danger that possibly it's going to fall apart, and you might come to go and fix it. Nevertheless, mashke mimenu, not only a beis hashlochan like we had at the top of the Amid, but even a soda beis habal, divrei Meir. So Reb Meir obviously is not the Tana of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah only allows a beis hashlochan in, and a beis habal loy. Now we have Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda Omer, Ein mashkin ela soda beis hashlochim shecharva. You can only go and be mashka at soda beis hashlochim, like our Mishnah. Shecharva. The word charva sounds like that it's already charv. It's already destroyed. It's already worthless. The Gemara will address that in another month. Rula dunezariya oimer loikach v'loikach nishta zoy and nishta zoy. What does that mean? We'll see in a moment. Yes, okay, now Rabbi Yehuda now adds to what he said before. Lo yefana odam amas hamayim v'yashka l'ginosoy u'l'chruvosoy v'choyloy shel moyed. What does that mean? So the two pshatim here in the word lo yefana. Lo yefana could mean that he's mafana, that he takes out any shmutz, any type of residue that has fallen into this amas hamayim. Debris are very good. You have pebbles and you have
silt,
and then leaves, or whatever that has fallen into Shabbos HaMayim, lo yifani, you're now going to go and remove that on Chol HaMoed, and use that for now being mashke b'Chol HaShemoed. There's another pshat, lo yifani means that the Amos HaMayim was directed towards, for instance, one of his fields, and now what he wants to do is change direction. How is he going to change direction? Apparently, you can go and put up a block on this side, and it would stop up the flow of water one side, and then open up a little door on the other side, and this way he's going to change,
divert.
We had in
Ezekiel about partners in a field in a Mayan, and you have a board, and it's his turn. It's his turn.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Torah, whose turn is it?
No, we hear no dinter. So everybody's
no. This is a theoretical.
Yes,
of course, it's theoretical.
In other communities, not here. Exactly. Anyway, so there's a machloket exactly what you find. It means whether it means to change the course or it means to go and remove the shmutz inside, the debris. Okay, so what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? If I don't other ma'am samay v'yashka v'ginas v'chavos v'chol v'shomoy, don't do it v'chol v'moy. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda says by the gina and the charva, don't do it. Now let's go back to the original Rabbi Yehuda. The original Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein mashkin asada beis hashlochan she charva." Faitim on my charva. Ilem a charva mamish. That is mamish charva, like a charv besmigdish chas v'shom, something like that. Lomli the mashkila. Why are you bothering being mashke? Says Rashi, if it's charva mamish. Ein lo takonali oilam. If you look at Rashi, five lines above where we are in the Gemara, ilay mechor v'mamish nasa bor, or means that it's totally no longer fertile, no longer able to go and grow crops. Lami lemashke lahi. Why are you bothering going and putting water on? To ein lo takonali oilam. This is finished. If it's mamish choriv, then nothing to talk about. Why would anybody be so silly to go and be mashke that on Chol HaMoed, or for that matter, at any time of the year? And therefore, Omer Abai, Shechor v'mamayin zeh, v'yotel amayin acher. Oh, originally until now, there was a wonderful spring that was feeding this field now for the last year or two or five, and Baruch Hashem, everything was great. Unfortunately, recently, right before Yom Tov apparently, or maybe in Yom Tov itself, Chorva, unfortunately, that mayin dried up, Segai Chinish, nothing to talk about. But Baruch Hashem, there's a brand new Mayan that's there on the other side of the field. And Baruch Hashem, we've been able to discover it. Somebody probably did a test to find out where the water is, and they got it. Oh, a brand new Mayan. So what's the din now about that brand new Mayan? Says Rabbi Yehuda, Ein mashkin el esodah beis hashlochan shecharva. In such a situation where the old Mayan dried up, and I have a new Mayan, just like we had in a Mishnah, a Mayan shiyotzeh b'tchila, a brand new one, and one that was from earlier times is even better, like we learned in the Gemara yesterday, because a brand new Mayan, I have to be concerned, osi li'inpule, a brand new Mayan, you know, the first day, it might break down, it might collapse, the canals will fall in, or whatever, and he might go and start repairing it on Chol HaMoed. And that would be a tirchi yaseder, which we don't want him to engage in. But alach is kami v'kama, if you have an old Mayan that's been working for many, many years, which, you remember Barry said, which is reliable, then avali you can go and use it. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is very, very clear in our Gemara, that when he says that, what's the Lashon? Ein mashka soda beis hashlochan shecharva. Shecharva means that the old Mayan has gotten charev, but I need now a new water supply to make sure that this field will continue to flourish and exist. So you're allowed to do it even from a brand new mine. That's how the Gemara learns pshat, but later by. Rabbi Lozman is Ari Oimer, loikach v'loikach. Precisely kach. What does it mean loikach v'loikach? Lo yishna chorim mayona. It makes no difference whether there was an old mayan that was charev, there was no older mayan that was charev. It makes no difference. If it's mayan sheyotzeh b'tchila, if it's a brand new mayan, loy, you're not allowed to go and use it on chol hamoed, because of the reason that we said before, osi li'in puli, it might collapse the whole new irrigation system, and the new canal, and the new fountain, the new spring, might all platz. And then he's going to start repairing it, and al tzad gezeira, we don't allow him to do that on Chol HaMoed. So, what do we see l'chayra? It can't go according to Rameyer, because Rameyer says that the heter of working Chol HaMoed is even a beis habal. And our mission said only beis hashalchim. So, can't be Rameyer. It can't be Rablozim ben Azariah, because Rablozim ben Azariah says that if you're talking about a mayan sheyotzeh b'tchila, loy, you're not allowed to use that on Chol HaMoed. In our mission, it says very clearly on the first two lines, Mashkin beis hashalchim. Bang mi mayan sheyotzeh b'tchila. Bang mi mayan sheyotzeh b'tchila. So those two are disqualified. The only question is, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Tuki mor umi mai. Dilma ad kan lekom Rabbi Yehuda beis hashalchim in beis ba'al loy. And the mayan sheyotzeh b'tchila. This braisa, as you noticed, didn't talk about an old mayan. It's only talking about a brand new mayan sheyotzeh b'tchila. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says, Beishalchen in, Beis HaBal Loi. Ah, so therefore only Beis HaShalchen, not Beis HaBal. Zok to Yemora, we only find that by a brand new Mayan Shiyotz B'tchila. Says Yemora in the Amid Beis, Delma Asilin Pule. That's why he says, Beis HaShalchen in, but Beis HaBal Loi. If this is a field that exists and subsists on rainwater, don't allow for using a mayan hayotze b'tchila, because it's harvacha, we don't need it, osalin pule. Aval mayan shayotze b'tchila, what happens if you're talking about an old irrigation system, where you have a mayan that's been there for years, it's a reliable source, delay osalin pule, that we're not concerned that it might plot, it could be that Rabbi Yehuda would hold a filler beis habal nami, then even a beis habal you could go and use it. In other words, even though there's no hefsid vis-a-vis a beis habal, because a beis habal is sufficiently moist and fertile without it, maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that you are allowed to do work even for harvacha, not only for the case of hefsid, but even if you're going to be marviach, the baruch Hashem, I'm going to add new additional water supplies to this beis habal, because there is no concern over here of tikkun, of fixing. You know why? Because it's shen altamayim for the last 5 or 10 years. So maybe that's the reason why the whole machloikis in this braifa only focuses on a mayim hayoitzim betchila, right? That's the second of the wide lines. Mayim hayoitzim betchila, mashkin imenu, says Reb Meir, even beis habal. So Reb Meir, no. Only beis hashalchim, and not a beis habal. But maybe only by a mayan hayoitz b'tchila. But maybe if it's an old mayan which is reliable, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would hold that even beis habal is permissible. And if that's the case, then Rabbi Yehuda would also not be the Tana of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, only beis hashalchim, not beis habal, both for purposes of an old mayan and for purposes of a new mayan. Says the Gemara, the point that you made is a very well taken. However, imkein masdis and amantarmiyah. So then, who is going to be the Tana of our Mishnah? Then we don't have any Tana whatsoever. That's like the Tana for the Mishnah. El said to Rabbi Yehuda, lo yishna mayin sheyotze b'tchila. Lo yishna mayin shelo yotze b'tchila. Says Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, then there's no difference between mayan sheyotze b'tchila, brand new mayan, v'lishna mayan sheyotze b'tchila, an old mayan, beis hashalchen in, beis habal loy. That Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, does distinguish between a beis hashalchen and a beis habal, both legabi the mayan sheyotze b'tchila and the mayan sheyotze b'tchila. So why did the Braisa only talk about the Mayan Sheyotze B'tchila back on the Amud Aleph? V'hai diktoni Mayan Sheyotze B'tchila lo'idiach ha'koicha d'Rameir. It's coming to tell you the koicha of Rameir. Rameir, remember, is the one that's very meikel and allows even for Beis HaBal. That for the Mayan Sheyotze Hayotze B'tchila mashkin mimeno afilis tada sada habal. What the Gemara means to say is the Rameir combines two tremendous kulas. What are the two kulas? Kula number one is that we're talking about a beis habaal, which doesn't really need additional water, so it's only harvacha. It's not a case of hefsid. That's number one. And number two, that we're talking about a brand new mayin, shiyotze betchila, that he's saying, even though over there, there is a substantial possibility, or a likelihood, or probability, that the whole thing may go and plots, I'm not worried about it, says Reb Meir. You can use even a mayin, shiyotze betchila. So it's Reb Meir that is a tremendous mekel and says, even a mayin shiyotze betchila, you can use a brand new one, even for a beis habaal. I'm not worried that it's going to platz. I'm not concerned about the fact that it's harvacha. That's Reb Meir. However, what does Reb Yehuda hold? Reb Yehuda holds that it makes no difference between a mayin shiyotze betchila, a mayin shelo yotze betchila, only a beis hashalchin and not a beis habaal. And therefore, our Mishnah would go according to Reb Yehuda. Aye, why is the price of high diktoni mine shiotzu betchila? The tiecha koichin the remeir, the fellow mine, the yotzu betchila. Mashkri menah felisoda babal. So you have both coolest, and the remeir says, no problem. I don't mind that it's a soda bal, not base a shalchin, and I don't mind that it's a brand new mayan which is possibly going to fall apart. We'll worry about it. We'll cross that bridge, or we'll cross that irrigation canal when we get to it. Yes, sir.
Even Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda is the closest of the three, and obviously there's nobody else. But it says based Ashachin Shacharva,
right?
And that doesn't really agree with our Mishnah.
Our Mishnah doesn't go into what the previous status was. Our Mishnah says we have a base Ashachin field, and we have a mayan that is working. Either it's a real old, reliable one that's been working for the last 5, 10, 20 years, or it's a brand new one. But as long as it's Beis HaShalchin, you don't have to worry about collapsing, you don't have to worry about failures, you can use it.
You can repair it.
You're not allowed to repair it. You can go and use it on Chol HaMoed.
Right.
If it falls into disrepair, then you'll ask a shayla, and they'll say that's a Tirchi Yaseira. I mean, if you just have to add one screw, they'll probably say it's not a Tirchi Yaseira.
Right.
But if you got to go and rebuild it and reconstruct it or whatever, Tirchi Yaseira would be prohibited. So, Peshpeis HaShalchin, you don't have to be concerned. It's possible, Osi Lien Pule. It might fall, you're right. But I'm not choishes that this is going to happen. If it happens, we'll worry about it at that time. That's what our mission tells us. But that only works by a Soda Beis HaShalchin, not by a Soda Baal. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. That the old system no longer works. We now have a brand new Mayan Shiyotze B'Tchila. And now the question is, can I use that for the Beis HaShalchin? And Rabbi Yehuda says, absolutely, Beis HaShalchin in, but not for the Beis HaBaal. How do I know that Rabbi Yehuda is distinguishing between the Beis HaShalchin and the Beis HaBaal? Because you see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow for Tirchi Yaseira. He says, don't go and take the Amas HaMayim and direct it to your Gina or your Charva, because by doing that, then you are taking it away from the regular field, and you are taking it to the Gin and Harva, which presumably doesn't really need that water, so it's a Harvacha situation. Or if you learn like the first Pshat, you find it means to go and clean it out, then what are we saying? You're now going to clean that out, because that's also Tirchi Yaseira, which is not permissible. So the Yehuda distinguishes, therefore, between the Soda Beis HaShalchin, the Soda Beis HaBaal. You're only allowed to go and do it for Hefsid, not for Harvacha, and only a normal Tircha, and not a Tircha Yaseira. So he is the Tana Baruch Hashem, by the process of elimination. It's not Reb Lozer ben Azariah.
It's not Reb Meir.
It's not Reb Meir. We had not Reb Lozer ben Yaakov. The only one that we left with was Reb Yehuda. And even there, it wasn't 1,000% clear. So the more better man Tarmi, I have nobody else. So therefore, he's the best candidate to be the Tana of our Mishnah. Now we end that discussion and we go on to a new discussion. And this new discussion is going to lead into Hilchos Shmita, or as the Mishnah called it, Shvius. Itmar. And this is now Daniel's point from the Amud Aleph. What about HaMenachish, a person who goes and removes weeds from his field? V'hamashke mayim lizroim b'shabbos. So at the moment, we're not talking about Chol HaMoed, we're not talking about Shmita, we're talking about Shabbos, but you'll see this is an introduction into a discussion that we're going to have further down the Amud related to Hilchos Shmita. So it's a regular Shabbos Kodesh. You have a farmer who goes out in his field, he sees there are weeds, and he pulls the weeds out. Or he sees that it needs some additional water, and he waters the plants on Shabbos. Now everybody knows what he's doing is wrong. The question is, Why is it wrong? Mishamai masrinan bay. If you have two Edom that want to give him hasra and say, Rabid, this is Shabbos. If you're going to continue doing it on Shabbos, you know what's going to happen, chas v'shalom. You are going to go and be taken to Beis Din, and you can go and get schila. They have to tell him, for what? What did I do wrong? Tell me. Rabba Omer Mishim Chodesh. You tell him, because you're plowing on... I'm plowing? I'm not plowing. I'm just uprooting weeds, or I'm watering. Says Rabba Yechai Mishim Chodesh, because of plowing on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Omer Mishim Zerea. You're chai because you're plant. He's not planting. He says Yechai Mishim Zerea. Omer Rabba. Each one now explains his position. The way I'm learning it is mistaber. It's logical. Why? Because let's think about what's the essence of chayrish. Ma darka shel chayrish. Lerefuye ara. After all, why do people plow their land, their fields, to go and make the land, make the soil soft? If it's soft, then afterwards you put in the seeds, and the seeds will be able to sprout, and things will be able to grow. It's going to be a hard piece of land, like a rock. Then you can go put in as many seeds as you want, nothing's going to happen. So you want to go and soften it up, and that's why you plow it. Hainami, when you pull out weeds, as well as when you add water, those are also forms of loosening up and moisturizing or wetting up, softening the land, the soil. So therefore, that's very, very similar to chayrish, and therefore, that's the one that you should warn him about. You're going to be over on chayrish. Amrav Yosef, kavasi didi mestava. No, I think that I am right. You can sit over here, my friend. You have two seats. I think Mendy left, so why don't you sit up? I think so. That's make yourself comfortable. Yosef says, the way I'm learning that it's a Toda of Zoreya, I think that I am right. Why? Because Madakish was real, it's Muche Peira. What's the derech of Zoreya? That the Peiris will now grow from the ground. That's why you go and plant seeds in the ground, so that the seeds should go and sprout and burst open and blossom, and now Peiris are going to grow. Hachanami, the same thing applies over here. Matzmach peira. By the fact that you are pulling out the weeds, and by the fact that you're adding water, guess what? Baruch Hashem, they're going to be peiris that are going to grow now. So, that's why it really should be a tolda of zerea. So we have now a machloikis between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. When a person weeds a field, or whether he waters a field on Shabbos, is he over because of choresh, or because of zerea? So only Abai the Rabbah. So Abai says to Rabbah, you know what? The Didoch Kasha or the Rav Yosef Kasha. As far as I'm concerned, it's shver on both of you, Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Which way is it shver to both of them? The Didoch Kasha. Why do you say Mishum Chodesh in? Mishum Zereya Loi. It seems to me that besides Chodesh, Zereya is also a wonderful candidate in terms of the Isra that he's being over on Shabbos. And similarly, the Rav Yosef Kasha. Mishum Zereya in Mishum Chodesh Loi. Why is he saying Mishum Zereya? Musish left Chodesh. After all, the Rabbi is right. It's Refuye Ar. It's softening up the ground. Maybe you're going to tell me that there's a one Isser rule that it's impossible to go and do one malacha and be tagged for two separate Isurim, but that's not true. What happens if you have a person who is Zoymer? Zoymer means he's pruning his tree. Why is he pruning it? Because there are too many branches, so he's going to cut off a branch over here, and he's going to cut off a branch over there. Now, what's the reason why he's pruning the property? The reason is because he wants that the remaining branches and the remaining fruit should go and blossom and grow real big. And if there's going to be too much competition with the additional branches, then the fruits are really not going to go to their full maturity and potential. Exactly. So therefore, says Rav Kahana, if you are stam zomer, you're taking off the branches, and then you're throwing them away, discarding them, then you'd be chai mishim noteya. Noteya is the same thing, just like the case of zereya. Zereya is when you're talking about things seeds, tavua, grain, vegetables, that would be zereya. When you're talking about planting trees, that's called a noteya, netiya. But they're basically the same, one and the same. Just these synonymous terms. So a zomer, if his sole intention was to allow this tree to really blossom and for the fruits to reach their full potential, he'd only be chayv on noteya or zoreya. However, happens the person is zoim with tzarach le'etzim. He says, once I cut down these branches, I'm going to put them away for firewood. So the next time I'm going to go and fire up my fireplace or my stove or my oven, I'm going to have etzim. Oh, so the reason why he's cutting it is also mishum kotzer. He's harvesting the wood. Says Rav Kahana, zoim with tzarach le'etzim, chayv shtayim, achas mishum noteya v'achas mishum kotzer. He'd be chayv for two isurim. Now, of course, you're going to tell me you can't give a person skila twice.
But if you thought it was Sunday, he'd be in two korbanos chatos.
Oh, it doesn't. So tells us, Barry, the reason why there's an afkamina between whether it's one or two, what happens if the person did it bishogeg? He was under the impression that today is Friday or today is Sunday. He didn't realize that it was Shabbos Kodesh. And only afterwards he hears that when he pruned the trees that it was Shabbos, and he says, Oy vavoy, my entire life, the last 85 years, I was never Mechal Shabbos, and this is the first time. What am I going to do? But the good news is the Beis HaMikdash is open. He's going to bring two Karbonis Chatos. One Chatos because of Neteya, and one because of Kaitzer. It depends on what the Shigas Malachas, the Shigas Shabbos, but that we don't have to go into those details. Now, but the point is, Zokti Gemara, that you could do one act and be chayiv on two. So therefore, according to Rabbah, why did he say you're only over for choyresh? And if Yosef said you're only over mishum zayreya, both of them should have said you're chayiv on both, because you are refuyei ara, and therefore you're doing a malach of choyresh, and the same thing you're also doing a litzmuchei peira. You're causing the peiras now to meet their full potential, and therefore you should be chayiv on both. So it's a more kasha. Abayit got gefreit, and the Gemara doesn't give a teretz to that kasha. All of that is exciting. We still haven't gotten to Shemitah yet, but the boy said we're going to be there momentarily. So we go back now to the Machlokes Rabbah. If Rav Yosef, remember, said that Menachesh or Mashke is a tolda of Zoireya and not of Choyresh. So it says now Rav Yosef to Rabbah, HaMenachesh, that's the same weeding that we were talking about. V'hamachapa, chapa means you go and take some earth and you cover over the seeds which are lying there in the field. And if you are causing as a result lekilayim, then you're loikir. If the actions that you have done are going to cause there to be kilayim in the field, you get malkis. What do you get malkis for? For the iser of loisizra kilayim. You're now going to go and be zorei kilayim. So, very straightforward. Rebbe Kiva Omer af hamekayim. Not only someone who physically, actively goes and causes there to be kilayim, but even if a person is passive, Rashi says, look at the Rashi one line higher, after Mekayim, Shiroi kilayim zeruah v'enam avatlay. He sees that there's kilayim in his field, that the grain and the vines are getting intermingled. There's going to be assimilation between the different types of things which are growing. He knows it's kilayim, and people go, Rabid, you know that's kilayim. I know, but it's fine, you know. I didn't do anything, I'm just sitting here. I'm just learning the daf. Says Rabbi Kiva, after Mekayim, you're also chayv malkus. Our Gemara doesn't go into it, but in the Gemara, in Mesechtes Malkus, in Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, they talk about the fact that L'choira, this is a lav she'ein boy maisa. If he's just sitting on his hands and he's not doing anything, how could he go and get Malkus? If he's menachish, if he's machapa, and machtecha maisa, a lav she'esh maisa, a lav she'ein maisa, just sitting on his hands, why would he be chayim Malkus? Yeah. And the Gemara elsewhere asks this kasha. So on the surface, he would say, well, maybe Rabbi Kiva holds that even a lav she'ein boy maisa, loikin olav. But the Gemara establishes from other places, and in fact, he does not agree with that. And he holds like the majority opinion that lav she'ein boy maisa ain't like an olive. And so therefore the Gemara elsewhere says that it's not only talking about that he sat on his hands, but that he also put a fence around the kilayim area, that nobody should touch it, just leave it there in place. So the Rashi here is correct. He sees the kilayim growing, but he did do something. He didn't touch the plants, he didn't touch the grain, but he went and built a fence around it so nobody should go and tamper with it and leave it. Anyway, so it's right to lav she'esh b'maisa. Good. So what's the kash? So Rav Yosef says to Rabbah, the pasuk uses the expression loy sizra kilayim, sod chaloy sizra kilayim. So if it says that your sod is not allowed to be kilayim, loy sizra, I said before, says Rav Yosef, that menachesh your chay mishum zereya. That's why he's going to get Malkus, because he did a Zeriah, he did a Menachesh. What happens if you go and plow your field, the vineyard, and you plow your grain field, and you go and say a prayer, a silent prayer, I hope that the two merge, and there's going to be kalayim, and it's going to grow, and it's going to... You're not chayiv mishum harisha. You're going to be chayiv if you go and merge them together through zriya, through, according to Rabbi Akiva, through putting up a fence, etc. But just doing the harisha of the fields, that doesn't cause kalayim. In fact, normally plowing would disturb and deter the kalayim from being mavatel, etc., etc. So, according to me, says Rabbi Yosef, that I said menachish v'gabi Shabbos means zareya. This fits in perfectly with kalayim. But according to you, Rabbi, that learned that the whole din of menachish has to do with chayresh, this chayresh is by Shabbos, but there's no chayresh by kalayim. Amalei, Rabbi answered the Tanakhama when he says hamenachish v'mechapa is loike. You know why he's chayiv? Mishum mekayim. What means mishum mekayim? It's not because of the harisha. It's not because of the zriya. It's because by pulling out the weeds, he is going to cause it to further grow and blossom and be mekayim. So it's not a harisha situation. It's not a zriya situation. It's a kiyum. What is the basis of the issur of kiyum? We'll see in the Gemara in another minute or two. But now, what Rab is telling us is that the Tanakhama is not a Zareya or a Choresh situation, is because of the Mekayim situation. Break the Gemara. 1 second. From Nitani Sefer, since in the very same Brice that Rabbi Kiva says, I disagree with you, Tanakhama. And I say that Afa Mekayim, that's also over in Hilchois Kilayim, Bechlam the Tanakhama la Misha Mekayim hu. Zaytzechos of the Tanakhama doesn't agree to this Mekayim theory. Because by Bazai, what's the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva? They both hold Mekayim is awesome. And for the Gemara, you're right. Kula Rabbi Kiva hi. We're going to merge now, not the different species of grain and vine. We're going to merge the Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva, and we're going to say that this price is Kula Rabbi Kiva hi. And Rabbi Kiva is explaining himself. And we start the brisa from the beginning. After all, according to me, Rabba, it's not Mishum Zereya, because Nichush doesn't affect Zereya. It affects Harisha. Harisha is not prohibited by Kelayim. So what's the problem? The problem is if you're going to be Menachish Mechapa, then you're going to be Mekayim, the Kelayim that is already there, and you're going to keep it in place and allow it to continue to blossom and bloom. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Afa Mekayim, because Rabbi Kiva says you don't have to do the physical type of act like the Nichush or the Mechapa. Even Mekayim is enough, and therefore these are no worse than the halacha of Mekayim, and that's why you're chayim. Again, not because of Harisha, there's no Isser of Harisha in Kalayim. It's not Mishum Zariah, because I hold Rabba that Menachish is not a Zariah, but because of the Kiyum, that you're allowing it to blossom and to persist, etc., especially put the gate around it, like Gemara says elsewhere. That's the reason why here you read the gate if he's being Menachish. Here he's actually doing something. So you have a lav sheyesh b'maisa, but it's a kayim dika iser and not a zriya dika iser. Right? You might tell the Kiva, what does the Kiva come up with this svara, with what's the makar? The sign is in the pasuk, sodcha loisizra kilayim. So in the pasuk, you're not allowed to go and plant in your field kilayim. How do you know even kiyum is aser? Tamaloimar kilayim sodcha loy. Now it doesn't. The Gemara doesn't really speak out what the exact drasha is. We don't have the benefit of the Torah or Hashalom over here, unfortunately. However, the pasuk before that says behemtecha loy sarbia kilayim sodcha loy sizra kilayim. And what the Gemara does is we're making a short stop when it says behemtecha loy sarbia, we put a period after behemtecha loy sarbia. Is that, are we reading it correctly? Okay. Shkoyach, Brother Shai. You have the pasuk here, in the beginning, I believe, of Parshas Behar. Es chukoy sai tishmoiru, behemtecha loy sarbia kilayim, sodcha loy sizra kilayim, vege kilayim shatneiz leyal olecha. So this pasuk really goes through the entire waterfront of Hilchois kilayim and shatneiz. Number one, behemtecha loy sarbia kilayim, don't mix together two different animals. Sod chalisis or kaloyim, don't go and plant in your field two different species. And a veget kilayim shatneis, don't go mix together linen and wool in the same veget, that's also kilayim. So all of that is fascinating. What our Gemara does is, when it says, vehemtcha loisarbiya kilayim, sodcha loisizra kilayim, the Gemara says, let's make a short stop after vehemtcha loisarbiya. Vehemtcha loisarbiya also means, don't be marbiya, don't mate it with separate species. And then, kilayim sodcha loi, make sure that your soda doesn't have kilayim in it. So, in other words, it's not that you did a physical act to bring in and instill and imbue and influence and
sustain,
all those wonderful terms to go and make kilayim. If there is kilayim in the field, sodcha kilayim loy. Don't allow for kilayim to grow in your field. Kilayim sodcha loy. So, therefore, that's the isser of kiyum, and that's what Rabbi is saying. This has nothing to do with our case of Zerei and Choresh. It has to do strictly with the din, a special din of Kiyum, when you're talking about Kilayim. So, Kimar, tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Mashkin, Beis HaShalchin, B'moyed, U'Bishviyas. We go back to our Mishnah now, that you're not allowed to, you are allowed to, Mashkin, Beis HaShalchin, B'moyed, U'Bishviyas, but not Tirch Yeseira, and not Harbacha, and not a Beis HaBal, like we learned. So, Kimar, Bishloima, Moyed Mishim Tircho, from the Mokim Seder Shor Rabbanim. The reason why we said Cholamoyed, you're allowed to go and work in your field, it's only the Mokim Hafsid. If it's Tam Harvacha, that you want the crops to grow that much quicker, and that much nicer, and that much bigger, no, that you're not allowed to go and do on Cholamoyed, because that's a Tircho. Same thing would apply to Beis HaBaal, because it's sufficiently rained, sufficiently irrigated by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so you don't have the right to go and irrigate on your own. So take some, take a doggy bag if you like from shul there. I'm sure there's some food left over. And you can take a roll for Shabbos. It's Mishloim Amoyed Mishum Terchol, or Amokim Seida Shor Rabbanim. That I understand, Amokim Hafsid, the Chachamim or Matir, it's that. Elish is when you talk about Shemitah, Bein Laman Yama Mishim Zareya, or Bein Laman Yama Mishim Choyresh, Zriya V'Charisha B'Shviyas Mi, Shari. What the Gemara is asking is, since back in the Machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Yosef, we had two cases. Most of the discussion is focused on the Nichush, the Menachesh. But let's forget about Menachesh. Look at the second halacha. Menachesh v'hamashke mayim lizra'im b'shabes. Rabbi says you have an Isser of Choyresh. Rabbi also says you have an Isser of Zireah. Oh, now what happens, what's the din when we are talking about Hilchesh Shemitah? Hilchesh Shemitah, we also have a Pasuk. What does it say in the Pasuk? B'chodesh u'v'kotzir tishbois. If you're talking about Harisha and Katsira, you have to go and be shoyves during the Shemitah year. And you're certainly not allowed to plant anything during the Shemitah year. Right. So, why does it say that in our Mishnah that in Shemitah year, that you're allowed to go and water the fields? Watering the field, we said a moment ago, it's either Choresh, or it's Zoreya, or like Abaya said, it's both Choresh and Zoreya. So how do you permit this in Shemitah year? Meila Cholamoyin, I understand, Makom Hefsin, Sharabar, yeah! El Meshviyaz, Meila Mandiyah, Meshim Zoreya, Meila Mandiyah, Meshim Choresh, Zoreya, Meharish, Meshviyaz, Meshari! And the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one is Omer Abaya, Meshviyaz, Mizman Azev, Rabbi. We're talking about not the Shemitah in the times of Chazal, but the Shemitah today. Rabbi, and it goes according to Rabbi. I mean, the Rabbi is referring to our mission, is the time of Chazal, right. Not in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, the times of the Torah, the times of the Beis HaMikdash,
right.
We're talking about later years,
post-Kurban.
After the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, from that time on, B'Shviyas was not a Zev Rabbi, Tassanya. In other words, it's a Machloikis, it's Rabbi. Rabbanim disagree. What does Rabbi hold? Tassanya, Rabbi, Oyim of Zev Dvar HaShemitah, Shomait, Kol Baal Mash Yodai. Now there's two Lushoinis of Shemitah here. Zev Dvar HaShemitah, Shomait. What's the two lishaynis? B'shnei shmitas agot medaber. The pasuk is referring to two different types of shmita. Ach shmitas karka, that refrain from working in your field. That's the normal shmita. V'ach shmitas ksavim, that if someone owes you money, that you're not allowed to go and collect from him, unless of course you wrote a prosbol. Otherwise, you have a din shmita ksav. So that's the shmita shomayt. Zok di gemara yes, mizman shata mishamet karka, the mishamet ksavim. during those years where the din of Shemitah's Karka applies, then the din of Shemitah's Ksofim applies. But when there is no din of Shemitah's Karka, you have the Mishamet Ksofim. Ah, so what is Rebbe learning? That there is a period of time in the world where there is no din of Shemitah's Karka. Min ha-Torah. So why is there a din of Shemitah today? That's Midrabanan. Ah, it's Midrabanan. Therefore says Abaye, according to Rebbe, that's Midrabanan. Midrabanan, they were Mekel. It's the rabbis that instituted the Shemitah Bizmanazeh. The Torah Dikah is no longer applicable. So it's the Rabban. So the same Rabbanan said, just like on Chol HaMoed, they were Matir. They were also Matir to go be Mashke, your Zroim, during the Shemitah year. Like we had enough. But not a Sadeh Beis Abal, because that's sufficiently moist without it. But if you're talking about a stay, so the Beis HaShalchim, where the Beis HaShalchim without water can become Chorev, right. They said, that's it, permissible, you can be Mashke, no problem. Again, according to Rebbe. So therefore, our Mishnah is a Das Yochim, because as Rashi points out, that the Rabbanan disagree, and the Rabbanan hold that even Bizman Hazeh, Shemitah is Min HaTorah, and therefore you would not be able to go and be Mashke B'Shvias, and we'd have to take out the word B'Shvias from the Mishnah. We'd have to say Mashke B'Shalchim, but not B'Shvias, according to the Rabban. But our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, that's the Teretz of Abaye.
So you Rebbe Aliba and Rebbe Yehuda, basically.
It's Rebbe Aliba de Rebbe Yehuda, yeah, and it's also Rebbe who's the Mesadra Mishnayos, it's right. Aliba de Atzmai. So Rava Omar, Rava says, I have another Teretz, Afila Teim Rabban, even the Rabban that disagree with Rebbe, and they hold Bizman Hazeh Shemitah's Diyaraisa, Avois Asa Rachmana, Toldeis Le'asa Rachmana. What is he saying? We are so almost from childbirth, those of us that have been zocha to be born from, know that there's Issa Malacha of Ovis and the Issa Malacha of Toldeis, and just like the 39 Malachas, Ovis Malachas are Aser, Toldeis Malachas are also Aser. Right. Says our Gemara, that's only Legabe Shabbos, but not Legabe Shmita. So what it says, Befeinish in the Torah, Bechorish uvekotze tishbois, don't do Harisha, don't do Ktsira, don't do Zriya. All of those are Taka, Midaraisa, those are Ovis. But Toldeis, the case of the Nichush, or the case of the Mashke, of the Mashke Hasodah, even though that sounds like Choyrish or Zereya, but it's still a Tolda. Because when you're Mashke, you're not putting seeds in the ground.
You're putting water in the ground.
You're putting water in the ground. You're not being chorish, you're not plowing, you're removing weeds. Oh, those are things which on Shabbos, of course, that would be a toldos malacha. But look at the top Rashi, toldos, you're going mashke zeroyim, shlo yehoyim mishkan, le'asar achmana, that the Torah did not aser, and the chum didn't aser it either, and therefore toldos le'asar achmana, tichsid, like it said in the Pasuk, obashona hashviyas, Shabbos Shabbos yeh la'aret, sod chaloi sizra, that's yisizriya, v'char mechaloi sizmar, e sviach ketircha, loy sitzor, that's in vain is a rechel, loy sivzor, shnaw shabbos and yeh la'aret, it's a shnaw sashmita. Look, you are mechte. Zmira bechlau zriya, ubetzira bechlau ketzira. L'may hilchas akos v'nu rachmana. After all, zmira we said before means prune. To go and prune a tree. So that is a tolda of zriya. So why does the pasuk have to say, sodcha loy sizra, the goimer, which means v'char mecha loy sizmar,
right.
Zmir is part of Zriya.
So it's repetitious.
It's repetitious. And then the next pasuk continues on, a sviach ketzircha loy siktzor, v'es in vein zirecha loy sivtzor. Now we know the difference between ketzira and betzira. Ketzira is typically when you're dealing with
grain.
That's why you have ketzira sa oimer, you go and cut the barley for the oimer. And betzira is talking about grapes. So betzira, why did the Torah have to go and enumerate it separately? Lememra, ahani toldeis mechayev, only on these toldeis. Which toldeis? The betzira, bechlau ketzira,
and the zmira, bechlau zriya.
Those the Torah was mechayev on shmita. But any other toldeis, you're not mechayev. And since the case of the mashke zroim is a case of a tolda, not a case of an av, that's why the mutter, even according to the Rabbanon. So bottom line is, we have now two answers to our kasha. We ask, how can you go and water on Shemitah year? Hey, aren't you being over the Yisr of either Zriya or Harisha or according to Baye? Both. How can you do it? Mark comes up with two answers. Abaye says, it's only the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were not machmir legabe watering. And according to Rava, no, it could even be according to the Rabbanan that Shmiyas Bezmanazeh is min ha-Torah, but the only din that of Isser in Shmittah during the Shmittah year in the field, it's only Ovois and not Toldois. In the case of Mashkin is a Tolda and Nish can have. We'll stop over here, Abayisai. Have a beautiful Shabbos and Yetchem. See you all Sunday morning. That's it. Good Shabbos, everybody. And Mazel Tov on the Siyam. We should only be in the Siyam many, many more Messiah.